What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
20 minutes away from an AMA to wrap things up here Monday afternoon. Final hour of the midday show with Andy and Randy, brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. Phone lines will be open at 404-726-0929. All you got to do is call us up, get on hold, and ask us a question. We will answer it to the best of our ability.
They need to stop with this Coldplay stuff, all right? All right, because they just, like, they got Lionel Messi, but he's with his wife. But they need to stop messing, like, because now it's becoming one of them things where it's a bit now.
Oh, yeah.
And they're just going to be scrolling crowds trying to mess up people. But now you mess up your own damn marriage. You get caught at Coldplay with somebody that ain't your spouse.
Yeah.
But stop. Or at least get verification. Like, is that his wife? Because they might get somebody else in trouble.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they're looking for people now.
Yes. are they looking for people for the wrong reason? That's what I'm saying. Are they looking for, like, ah.
What are the wrong reasons?
But you might be like, let's see if he's creeping.
But I think that's what they're looking for,
yeah,
right?
Let's see if he's creeping.
Maybe you can help me with this one, Mike. Mike Conti steps in here to talk all kinds of different Atlanta sports-related topics. I couldn't put my finger on this last week when we were talking about it. And maybe you don't feel this way. Maybe you do. Maybe you can help me. Something about it being a Coldplay concert makes it worse.
Absolutely.
I don't know why, though.
Yeah. Like, if you're going to... I don't know.
Ruin your life.
Take the risk of being so public with what you're doing.
Yeah.
Why waste the risk on a Coldplay concert?
That's what,
like, at least go to the Dominican Republic.
Right. Because I'm sure those tickets weren't cheap.
Right. Yeah. Now, it sounds like he could afford it. I mean, it sounds like money was no object for him.
Right.
But yeah, like, do something that's worth the risk. And I'm not an advocate. Believe me, I'm not.
Of course
not. I think the three of us would all say we are not advocating this behavior whatsoever.
All of these conversations we preface with that. But that is sort of like the, if you were going to cheat on your wife, where would you go? Sort of.
Not Coldplay.
Not Coldplay.
Yeah. I mean, at least like a John Legend concert.
At least.
Something fun and upbeat, and I don't know.
There's just something about your life coming crashing down to the soundtrack of Yellow.
My favorite part of all of this has been the memes.
Yes.
Like, have you seen the meme where the guy is Auburn and the woman is 6-6?
Oh my god,
that's good.
And that's the thing about
that's,
it.
That's
that
good.
Right there, the
that's
damn,
great.
Damn internet. Damn the damn internet. Man.
We live in a country where the Hawk to a woman became like a very important influencer.
It's so funny that that's the reference that you make, because my wife and I were talking about this yesterday as far as like the opportunity that whatever the company is called, like the
Astronomer. Yeah.
That they've taken, and they've got Gwyneth Paltrow in commercials now because she's the Coldplay guy's ex. So it's kind of like a funny tie-in for her to be.
That.
Yeah, right.
Didn't know that.
To be the spokesperson for their ad campaign.
Mm-hmm.
And like, early projections are that it's going to be really good for their company.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, we live in the era of Hawk Tua. Like, you get attention and then you capitalize on it. That girl made tons of money before she got involved in a crypto scam.
Yeah, that's true.
It happens,
she did?
Yeah, it happens to
somebody
the best
got
of us. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Turns out being famous for that
doesn't
mean you're that smart.
Ah,
it's weird. Weird thing. Anyway, Mike, how are you, man? Good to see you. Thanks for stepping
good
in here.
Good seeing you guys.
What do you make of the first? I know we had a great time on Thursday being out there, but the radio station out there on Saturday and Sunday, Flowery Branch, and all the fans. What was the takeaway from the weekend?
The fans. That's part of it. People are pumped. I mean, three straight days of sold-out practices. I think people are really excited. That stands out to me. That's really good to see that there's positive energy. What did I tell you guys last week? Number one, no serious injuries, please. Right. And it's funny, you know, it wasn't funny for Justin Fields, but on Thursday when we all were out there and our phones start going off about Justin Fields, right. And, of course, there's fake news out there about it's an Achilles and it's serious, and, well, this means Kirk Cousins is going to be traded to the Jets now and everything like that. Of course, none of that panned out, but it's just a reminder that bad things can happen even in the early days. And ask Darnell Mooney about that. Mm-hmm. Like, bad things can happen in these early days. Fortunately, it sounds like Mooney is not that seriously injured. But let's keep that going, okay? We do not need any serious injuries in this training camp or in preseason games. That, to me, stands out. And then, you know, look, a little bit of feistiness yesterday. Not sure I like that, but it happened.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're still in this training camp news vacuum where they haven't even put the pads on yet, so there's nothing meaningful that has happened in terms of a position battle or anything like that. We're in this vacuum where any little thing that happens, we're going to talk a lot about. I don't love training camp fights unless you're fighting the other team in a joint practice. I think it's completely counterproductive, but I think it also is revealing when you see who the combatants were and who one of them in particular is. And
who were they, for folks that don't know?
James Pierce sounds like he was the prime combatant in both. It sounds like Matthew Bergeron may have been in one of them.
Who we talked to tomorrow, by the way.
Yeah. Nice guy. Really nice guy. Like, what do you do to provoke him? It sounds like Caleb McGarry might have been a combatant
in
one of them.
Yeah.
So Mike Johnson, actually, I thought made a good point on the morning shift this morning. He said, look, you are, Randy, you could probably speak to this too. You're with each other all the time. You're leaning on each other. You're hitting each other. It's just like a brother and sister fighting in the backseat of the car. You know, you're just with each other all the time, and you start to get a little annoyed and things bubble over. But I do think it's interesting, you know, we've heard that James Pierce is, you know, someone who has, I hate to use this cliche, but that dog
do
in
it.
Him.
Yeah, hell yeah.
That dog in him.
Hell yeah, Mike.
And now, you know, maybe we have a little bit of physical proof.
What about the training camp Statcasters as far as, you know?
Yeah.
Because I saw some of that this week. I know Abe sent us one.
What about him, Randy?
How do you – what are your thoughts on that?
I think it is absolutely absurd.
Okay.
And I say that with all due respect to the people in Atlanta who do this, because they're out there. Some might work for this radio station for all I know.
Was Joe posting stats?
I don't think Joe was doing it.
Statcast Joe?
No.
Joe's
just looking for an overthrow so he can post a video of it. That's what Joe wants.
Right. Yeah. No, it's practice. Practice. You know, look, I won't make fun of Atlanta people. Let me turn to the New Orleans people that I follow on Twitter, because I used to cover the Saints. I still follow some New Orleans people. I'm still seeing tweets from them. So-and-so was 11 for 13 in this drill with one interception. It's not an interception, and it's not 11 for 13. It is a drill. It is absolutely absurd to be, in my opinion, counting this and then reporting it. I saw, and I have the utmost respect for the people who are tweeting this. The utmost respect. So please let's not start anything. I love these people.
All
right. Like, they're my good friends.
Now disrespect them.
Well, why are we tweeting Drake London had a bad day at practice because he had a couple drops?
Yeah.
It's practice. It's not – by the way, it's not even August yet.
They don't even have pads on.
It's not. It's July. It's not even August yet. So, I mean, I get it. And this is tough. And this is where I would even say, like, we are the eyes and ears of people who can't be there.
Yeah. Right.
So we do have a job collectively to report on what we are seeing and transmit that information to those of you who can't be there. But I think we've also got to take everything with a huge grain of salt. I mean, we're, as was the case Saturday, we're 2 days into practice.
Mm-hmm.
Practice. You know, Drake London goes out against Tampa, and has a bad day and a couple drops and maybe a deflection that turns it into an interception, we'll be all over that. But I can't get mad about anything that's happening right now.
And as much I agree with both of you 100% on everything that we've said, I do think that it is a representation of just how hungry everybody is for football.
Yes.
Even though this is only sort of football, but it's like the first little football appetizer that we've gotten.
Spot on.
Anything football related, even in April, is going to get people fired up. These are actually the guys on the team that we're rooting for and covering that we hope in the fall win a bunch of games and go to the playoffs.
Spot on.
So I understand why people react to it. What I don't necessarily understand is why the people that get paid to cover it put it out there. Although maybe I do because the people react to it, and that's part of it too.
It is. Look, everyone's doing their job. This is not me throwing shade at anyone. I just, again, feel like we need to take everything that is occurring right now with a huge grain of salt.
Are you going to – because I know our time is short because in a new part. Are you or are you not enjoying the Penn State hype?
It's making me very nervous.
It's exactly the word I used.
Making me very nervous.
I knew you were going to say that.
Randy, 1997, we were preseason number one, and Curtis Enos met that agent and bought some suits, and they were 9-3. And then 1999, my freshman year at Penn State, preseason number one.
Yep.
And that Minnesota, bum Minnesota Golden Gophers team comes in, and we go 0-for, I played for
them. It's okay.
Go 0-for November and end up in the Alamo Bowl. Typically, when Penn State has a lot of preseason hype, now this goes back many, many years, typically when that happens, they do not convert. It is a different era.
It is.
You're in the playoff era now. Penn State had a lot of guys who could have declared for the draft come back. Singleton and Allen, you have that whole offensive backfield back. Aller, I think, you know, look, it's now or never for him if he's going to prove to be a number one overall pick caliber quarterback. I'm stuck, guys. I look at this schedule and, all right, yeah, we're going to play Oregon in the whiteout, and that might be an advantage, but still got to play Iowa, got to play Ohio State, got to play Nebraska, who I think will be really, really good. I don't see a way that Penn State can get out of this season any better than maybe 10-2 and hope that they get a berth in the Big Ten championship. But if they go 10-2, they're going to be in the playoff,
right.
And
yeah.
I'll be blowing all my money again, driving around to the Fiesta Bowl and the Sugar Bowl like I did last year.
Maybe one will be here, or no? Is that not a possibility?
Semifinal is in the Peach Bowl, so that's what I'm hoping for. Yeah, that would be great.
I'm trying to scroll here and see what's the week where we're enemies.
We
avoid each other.
We don't play. In fact, we should be friends this year because
we're always friends.
We play Oregon.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
You know,
you guys have, and that's my birthday weekend. Yeah. So give me a birthday.
No. We don't play UW. We are at UW next year, and I'm very much looking forward to that. And Penn State is at UCLA this year.
Are you going to go to the UW game?
Can we go for a show?
We should do it.
That, you know what? Let's pencil that in. But I will be at the Penn State UCLA game this year the next night Atlanta United plays at LAFC.
How nice
is that?
That's really awesome.
Yeah.
I don't know if Atlanta United's schedule would sync up with the Huskies game or whatever.
I can skip a game.
I can get us free
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Lodging.
Yeah, well, and that'd be fun, too.
Yeah, we might stay at Mom's house. Well, my brothers still live there.
If my brother's awesome, though.
If my brothers move out, then we can stay at my mom's
house. Your brother's awesome. That'd be fun. I can't wait to see a game at UW.
It's really fun.
Yeah.
I almost wore my UW Stadium shirt today. I didn't do it. All right, anyway, thank you, Mike.
All right, see you guys.
Resistant, Mike.
Mike Conte there. It's going to be Mondays at this time for the next couple of weeks as we are at training camp on Tuesdays talking to Falcons players. Tomorrow's going to be Matthew Bergeron. Coming up next, the phone lines are open, 404-726-0929. Load them up. Ask us anything. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.